Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
To Radio Free Readout on this beautiful evening. 1327 is the episode tonight on the 13th of October. Welcome, all of you God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Great to have you with us. And we've got several things that we're going to cover tonight. Of course, news and commentary. We are going to talk a little bit about the Oath Keeper program coming up. And some of the reactions from some people out there that's raised some discussion. And then we are also going to be talking about preparing and some of the current events that are going on that we've seen in the headlines in the last week or so, and some of the things that we could expect in the coming weeks. And it's kind of spooky what's going on. And tonight, I'm going to title tonight's episode, Don't Be Fearful, Just Prepare, because there's some intel coming down the line, and there's a lot of headlines out there that has some folks really alarmed. Now, obviously, we know that our country's in trouble. We know that the economy is getting crashed. We know that societally, politically, economically, all the way around, things are in turmoil and not looking very good. But that's okay, because if we belong to the Lord, then we should not be fearful. We should be encouraging one another. And that's one of my goals, is to encourage you and, of course, also to keep you informed and give you resources and, and encouragement to be able to face the times that we're coming, together, that we're going to do this together, that this is a message of hope, because nations rise and fall, and we were born for the time that we're living in today, for the times that we're seeing in the headlines, what we're seeing happen around the world and in our country. You and I were built for today and tomorrow. And we need to remember that as we move forward to respond to what's coming to our countries, to seize it as an opportunity and just pray that the Lord blesses us, and that we make sure that our motives are always correct, and that we do it for His glory, not for ours, and that we build one another up and prepare for the times that are coming. And we're going to talk about that. Should we be preparing as Christians? If we are preparing, doesn't that mean that we're not trusting in the Lord to provide? So anyway, that's some of the stuff that we're going to get into. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, and we are on facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt, and of course on Twitter. To honor Barbara Boxer from the People's Democratic Republic of California, I am in my sweatpants. Actually, my pajamas, my pajama bottoms. These are, they've got like elk, little elk, deer. It looks camouflage because it's a couple different shades of gray, tan, black. I mean, not gray, but green, OD green, dark green, black. It looks like little elk or deer or something, some type of, can't really tell. It could be either one. But since not real journalists should be shut down, according to Barbara Boxer, because they don't count as real distributors of information, because they sit in their basements in their pajamas, podcasting and blogging, And so anyway, I look like I am ready for the podcast, or I'm ready to go shopping at Walmart or something. But anyway, it is great to have you all with us. Let's get right into the news and commentary. News and commentary is brought to you tonight by Katie Armour. Katie Armour, the builders and distributors of AR-500 body armor. And of course, they are also the ones who donated the full body armor kit that is up for raffle. And so congratulations to Whiskey Golf 01 last week for winning the AMP 3 outfitter kit, the full medical kit, with replaceable modules and everything. It was just amazing. So that's on its way, and it should be in his hot little hands on probably Monday or Tuesday. And then we just pray you never need it, that it's just a really cool piece of gear. Before getting into the news commentary, which is sponsored to you tonight by Katie Armour, I made a little note to myself. Emails. Several of you that are in the American Redoubt Network, I've sent out some emails, and those are going to increase in tempo because there are some training projects that are coming up, and I want to keep you informed. And also, there's been some intel and information that I wanted to distribute to those of you in the American Redoubt Network, across the American Redoubt and outside the wire in occupied territory. But several of your emails are coming back as undeliverable. I've attempted many times. I'm going to give up. I'm not going to do it anymore. This person I can't get through because they've got it blocked with this super spam whatever blocker. So make sure you go into your email settings and put johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com as one of your safe senders, because I'm not going to send you any spam. I don't send chain letters and all that kind of stuff. So just to let you know, if you're sitting there saying, man, I'd never get anything from those guys, well, that's probably because you have us blocked and you may not even be aware of it. Because I know that there's people that I've emailed, with just onesie twosies. I'll send an email to somebody or respond to somebody when they email me. But when I send it out in a group email, it kicks it back because it's sensing that it's some mass email spam stuff. So just check that. Okay, in the news, there is a lot going on. I've discovered several stories. A couple of them I'm going to bring to you that were from NorthwestLibertyNews.com, a partner with Radio Free Redoubt. Northwest Liberty News is out of the American Redoubt and not too far away from the hidden studio deep inside the American Redoubt. The Obama administration has proposed, check this out, we see this coming, so don't be alarmed when you see it. We knew it was a matter of time, and this is not going to go anywhere. But what you're seeing is the beginning of a developing trend that is going to be picking up momentum. The Obama administration has proposed replacing the current U.S. Constitution, which only has 4,543 words, including the signatures, with a 2,300-page new Constitution that, in the words of an administration spokesperson, says, quote, it clears up the gray areas in the current Constitution. So danger, danger, Will Rogers. This communist administration wants to rewrite the Constitution. It makes you want to go buy another case of ammo, because you'll probably need it unless you're going to be a willing internee for not going along with the new system. The proposal was launched after the success of two recent 1,000-plus page pieces of legislation. You know, of course, the Affordable Care Act and the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act, both socialist communist pieces of garbage that is being forced upon us. Plus, it has an additional 200 pages of the new Constitution that are redacted due to the sensitive nature of the national security related amendments that are in this proposed new constitution. So if you didn't know that that was out there, it's out there. 200 pages of this new constitution are redacted due to the sensitive nature of the national security related amendments. Now, what do you suppose that could contain? Possibly how the government... See, what this is going to do, this is going to, instead of ensure the rights of the citizens and constrain the federal government, it's going to do a complete role reversal. If they could get these dreams passed and they did have this new constitution, I guarantee it would restrict the citizen and it would grant powers to itself, the government. It would go complete role reversal. You can read more about that over at investmentwatchblog.com, and I'll post that in the highlights and resources posting for today's show. Now, speaking of the Obama administration, from northwestlibertynews.com, epic fail. Obamacare resulted in a 99% of the applicants who could not be processed. And the experts are saying that it's going to be a nightmare scenario coming in January. From Natural News, Obamacare is going to crash and burn from technical issues more than political concerns, it seems. You've probably already heard that virtually no one can sign up using the online Obamacare exchanges. And I didn't even try. And I'm not gonna. Passive resistance. The web forms are broken, the code is buggy, and the data integration is a jaw-dropping failure, the article says. This is the article from Natural News. And which is funny, too, because it ties in also with this over from, this was sent in by a redoubter from weaselzippers.us. Only 51,000 people in a nation of over 300 million people, 51,000 signed up for Obamacare during the first week. And says 7 million are needed by March to keep the program from financial collapse. Well, I thought the last 3 years they've been just like stocking up all this money. What happened? They squandered it on something. They probably went to one of these vehicle title loan places and used all that money to use on other stuff. So it's gone. Let's see here. Oh, hey, speaking of the federal government, and of course, you know, it's closed down, and the whole strategy is to make it hurt. Shut down stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the federal government or services, like, you know, parks that require nobody. They're open parks that anybody can just walk into and walk around and observe World War II memorials and things like this. Well, they got those all taped off. And here's one from an active duty listener in Colorado. Due to the U.S. government shutdown, all hunting on the federal installations of Fort Carson and Pennon County Canyon Maneuver Site are closed until further notice. This may have an adverse effect on select seasons, and we regret this unfortunate inconvenience. Well, they probably really do, because the people who wrote this work in the... they have nothing to do with the Obama administration. Most of the people that work for the federal government aren't very happy with this administration either, including and especially the military. Services will be available for supporting life, safety, and health, but we're unable to provide additional personnel to support hunting sports due to continued funding constraints. How are they going to support hunting sports? They go out there with you and, you know, rattle antlers, or do they, you know, bugle for you? I don't need somebody to go out there with me when I'm hunting. But anyway, since they're not able to go to work, you can't go hunting. Let's see. And they can't go hunting either. And they're off work and they got the time to do it. You guys have heard some of this stuff kind of bubbling to the surface about these... The Fukushima meltdown from 2011, from the earthquake. there's a lot of stuff that's out. I guess Japanese doctors are ordered to cover up mass radiation sickness across the population in Japan. Of course, it's leaking into food sources. And, you know, you might be asking, how does that trickle down to me in the American Redoubt? Well, because a lot of that fish, they're concerned about radiation sickness among the populations. They export a lot of fish, and there's concerns about high levels of radiation getting in into the sea life in that area. The other thing, too, is that the radiation is not contained just to Japan. And so some people are, you know, following this pretty closely. They sent me a couple articles. But the fact that Japanese doctors are ordered to cover up the mass radiation sickness is concerning. And there's a lot more documentation that's coming out on this. A lot of people like 30 years old and under, huge outbreak in like just bloody noses and other things that are kind of symptomatic of radiation poisoning that you won't find in the regular news. GovernAmerica.com's reporting that in an internal pilot union memo claims that terrorism dry runs are happening on U.S. flights. So that's an indicator to be aware, have your situational awareness turned all the way up when you are flying. Out of IJReview.com, this was also sent in from a listener, a redoubter. Obamacare. The talk of death panels. Deciding who's going to live and who's going to die. Well, there is a school assignment that was given to some students. This is a... It was an introduction to social science class. This was at St. Joseph Ogden High School in St. Joseph, Illinois. One of the places that people are redoubting from, and for many good reasons. But this was originally reported by Champion News and went through Todd Starnes at Fox News. So some of you may have heard about this already. But here's the deal. The lesson involves 10 people who are in a desperate need of kidney dialysis. Here's the scenario. Remember, you're a high school student. So, the lesson involves 10 people who are in desperate need of kidney dialysis, and unless they receive this procedure, they will die. But there's a problem. The local hospital has enough machines to support 6 patients. So, the assignment is 4 people are not going to live. You must decide from the information below which 6 will survive. Isn't this something? So what they're doing is they're indoctrinating our kids to be prepared to accept death panels. Death panels. The students chose who lived and who died based on each's social utility. That sounds very Marx-Leninist. This means that if you are not considered valuable to society, then you are considered expendable. And according to the worksheet, the student opted to spare the doctor. The student opted to spare the doctor, lawyer, housewife, teacher, cop, and Lutheran minister. Now, some of the ones that were chosen to die were an ex-convict, a prostitute, a college student, and a disabled person. Pretty much the same kind of people that Jesus ministered to. Let's see here. That's pretty much it. That's enough news and commentary. What do you think? Now, there is more stuff going on. China. JP Morgan. I didn't cover those on purpose because Fox 519 is going to take that. Because we are in an economic crisis right now, and things could get really, really bad. So he's going to talk a little bit about some of the things that have just developed in the last 24 to 48 hours, what it could mean to you and me. And my wife and I don't have a lot of money, but what we did have in the bank, I decided to take out in cash, except for a few things that we know are going to come out with automatic withdrawal, automatic, bill pay, automatic banking, you know. So we left that stuff in there so that those payments that are going to go through will be covered. But over this next week, things could get so serious, we decided, hey, let's go ahead, have our hands on the cash. Because what we're doing is we're revitalizing our list of things that we talked about, I don't know, 2 years ago. We made a list. But since then, it's kind of just gotten lost in all the chaos. We're revisiting that. So what we're doing is we're getting a stuff hits the fan list. And these are things where EBT cards aren't going through. Banks are closing. Oops, you can't withdraw your money because we're out of money. You're going to have to wait 72 hours, whatever it is. Or stores are open and they're accepting cash, but only cash. So what we're doing is we are revitalizing that list of stuff hits the fan shopping list. And these are things that you can't necessarily purchase in bulk that have a long-term storage life, like yeast, cooking oil, which can go rancid, batteries, this type of thing. So think about putting a list together. So when you have the cash in hand and things start to go down fast, but you can still operate at the stores, and there's that time window, that sensitive time window between when everything just crumbles, but still people are kind of in a stupor, almost like life's still normal, not really aware of what's going on. If you have good situational awareness, you can get a jump on this, take advantage and exploit those opportunities to get those things. But that's not something you want to store up a whole lot of when things might not go down for 2 years or three. And then you got a, you know, couple thousand dollars worth of stuff that's likely to go bad. So anyway, just something that I thought I'd throw out there to help you out. All right. Fox 519, why don't you take this away with the eye on the economy?
The financial warning shots have been fired, everyone. The World Bank says we are approaching a very dangerous point. EBT cards stop working temporarily, and J.P. Morgan dumps U.S. short-term securities. This is Fox 519 for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, back with you for continuing coverage of the U.S. government debt default. This week has brought us some highs and some lows as to what is coming at us. Stay with us here on Eye on the Economy for the news and information that affects your wallet as patriot and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy.
If you serve your country either in law enforcement or in the military and you are a patriot, love liberty, and want to do your part in preserving what made America great and free, join Oath Keepers today.
Welcome back to Eye on the Economy. As I said, the warning shots have been fired at us, and companies and countries are beginning to run for cover around the world as the U.S. government is looking to default come this Wednesday. On Friday of last week, Republican leadership met with the president to offer him a plan for a short-term debt limit increase, as well as a partial spending bill that would cover the nation's bills until November 22nd of this month. However, on Saturday, Republican leader John Boehner came out saying that nothing came in the negotiations, and as of today, Sunday the 13th, the Senate is now in session trying to figure out how they will solve this crisis now that the Congress has passed it back to them. This news out of Washington, D.C. spread far and wide and caused some major ripples in the financial pond. Today, China's official news agency called for the creation of a, quote, de-Americanized world, saying that the destinies of the people should not be left in the hands of a hypocritical nation with a dysfunctional government. The editorial further went on to say that as U.S. politicians between both political parties are still shuffling back and forth between the White House and Capitol Hill without it striking a viable deal to bring normality to the politics they brag about, it is perhaps a good time for the befuddled world to start considering building a de-Americanized world. Currently, China holds $1.28 trillion of our debt, and this statement today is a very, very, very scary one. I have reported in the past about how China is positioning the yuan to be the next world reserve currency, and the facts are pointing to the possibility that they are getting ready to make their own move to kill the U.S. dollar. The next major ripple came from J.P. Morgan today. Being reported on ArabianMoney.com, based out of the banking district in Dubai, Arabian Money is reporting that J.P. Morgan has sold all of their short-term U.S. securities. This move comes on the heels of Jamie Dimon meeting with the president last week. J.P. Morgan is spooked, as well as they should be. They are the first canary dying in this collapsing mine. The question is, what did Jamie Dimon hear while he was at the White House to make J.P. Morgan make this move today of all days? This is going to cause some major ripples in the market this week. Both of these stories I reported to you so far say one thing to me. We're not going to get this problem fixed by Wednesday. I believe we're starting to see the Titanic starting to sink. People are lining up at the emergency boats, and they're getting on the life rafts. It's time for you to do the same. Last week, I gave you the directive that you needed to watch the markets closely and pay attention to what is happening with your money. If you thought you were paying close attention last week, you need to double your efforts this week. With the sale from J.P. Morgan of those short-term treasuries, this could cause a huge drop in the market. We need to keep our eye on the magic number of 30% drop in one day. If this hits that level, I would strongly advise being ready to roll out your Teotihuacan plan. You need to get your communications up and working this week. If a government default happens, there's a high probability that communications under normal circumstances will be offline. And here's how I want to wrap up with you tonight. Even though we are facing something that many of us thought we would never encounter in our entire lives, God is in control. He has seen the beginning, He has seen the end. He knows the plan for you and your family. If you are a patriot and you don't know the Lord, now is the time to meet Him. Talk to your local pastor about what that means. God loves you. We love you. Please, please, please be diligent this week with your attention to detail. We're going to need each and every one of you out there rebuilding the readout when this all comes apart at the seams. For Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless the readout.
Greetings, patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. Last week, I, along with many of my Republican colleagues, introduced a series of state sovereignty bills to exempt Washington from participation in a nationalized health care system, in a national cap-and-trade program, and also to protect our right to bear arms through the Washington Firearms Freedom Act. The Democrat response? The Speaker pro tem of the House claimed Republicans wanted to leave the Union. Local Senator Chris Maher even inferred to a group of constituents that Republicans are racist. Next, are they going to say that the Republican Party is a militia? Well, you know you're making gains with a response like that. State sovereignty is about keeping the nation together and fighting Democrat attempts to destroy small business through bigger government. Nationalized health care and a national cap-and-trade program are not going to lead us out of this recession. They're going to further crush our economy. But the bigger point here is that President Barack Obama and Democrats like Senator Chris Maher have created a cloud of fear that is overshadowing this country. Businesses are afraid to build new factories, buy new equipment, or hire new employees because of the uncertainty surrounding what new regulations, mandates, and taxes are going to come out of Washington, D.C. and Olympia. The people are afraid of proposed gun bans and rationing of ammunition, so they're cleaning out store shelves. Fear and anxiety are everywhere. State sovereignty is about hope. If the federal government would just get out of the way and stay in its constitutionally designed box, we would be free to fix our own problems right here in Washington. If we need to fear anything, it's the notion that more socialism is going to solve our economic crisis. Instead, we should look to 2 Chronicles 7:14 for the answer. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea Thank you for listening.
This Radio Free Readout thing is such a rush. Oh my gosh, I can't handle it.
Okay, welcome back to the Voice of the American Readout. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and my name is your name too. Segment two. Don't forget, you can email us with ideas, encouragement, questions at johnjacob@radiofreereadout.com. I got a little overwhelmed this week, and plus I was away from emailness for the last few days. So I apologize for being so late and getting back to you. I'm just now getting caught up on all of the emails that that I had to return to. And so please be patient with that. And I know that there's several of you that I need to respond to. There's emails. You've asked some very important questions, and I wanted to address those. And you have not been forgotten about. I am just living in my element, and that is, you know, overwhelmed and overcommitted and, you know, that kind of stuff where there's just not enough hours in the day. So I will get back to you. I've not forgotten about you. And if you're driving around, if you are listening to a CD or a downloaded podcast version of this show, something somebody maybe handed to you, an audio file or something, don't forget, you can visit us at www.radiofreereadout.com, the Voice of the American Readout. Also, I got a little announcement here. There is a FTX that's going to be going on October 9th in the Ada County, that's Boise, Idaho area. That's going to be put on by, several in attendance. The 19th of October, this is for members and the general public. But you need to email them and RSVP. You can email them if you plan on going to that at IDCCG1A@cable1.net. That's India Delta Charlie Charlie Golf 1 Alpha. I'll put that on the highlights and resources posting so you can click on that, email them. If you're in the area, you're going to be in the area, email them and confirm and get directions and all that kind of stuff. So they're going to have location and instructions for those who want to be in attendance. That will go out on October 18th at 1800 hours. So if you're in touch with them and you're interested and you can be in the area or you will be in the area and you'd like to attend that, then, I think that'd be a great experience. They're going to be covering shooting, medical, ham radio, field maneuvers, and, all of that, and still get back in time for some, BSU football. And so anyway, if you guys are interested in that. Okay. Now I got an email from someone saying, hey, what are your thoughts on this? Have you seen this? And what this is a article that was written by Ole Remus over at the Woodpile Report. I love his writing. I love his, he's one of these kind of guys that, you could sit down and have a cup of coffee with, you know, on his deck, and just talk for hours about stuff. I love his writings. But anyway, you guys are aware of the Oath Keepers, you know, citizen corps designed to assist communities in the event of some type of a collapse. So this is what he writes. I hit my mouse and I just scrolled like 10 pages away. Okay. So, where are we? Got it. Ole Remus writes, Oath Keepers has been growing at an astonishing rate since its inception in 2009. While others say Oath Keepers was a sting, like a government sting from the beginning, and this is the throw of a wider net. As always, half of what we hear is disinformation. We just don't know which half. Be wary. This startling move by the Oath Keepers may be what it appears to be, or it may be a secret provision of the Patriot Act. After all, no competent tyranny lets their opposition run the opposition. Should extreme conditions obtain, the survivalist is advised to recall the biblical admonition, which is, by their fruits ye shall know them. As always, stay away from crowds. Okay, so the redoubter who emailed this to me said, what are your thoughts on this? Okay, my thoughts are, A, Oath Keepers is not a sting operation. I would be blown away if I ever found out that it was. Because if I were a government trying to set up a sting operation and develop something like Oath Keepers, it would actually, it's backfiring if that's what they're trying to do. Because what Oath Keepers is doing is exactly what oppressive regimes, tyrants, would not ever want to see. Something like this is building momentum like it is. So it is not, it defies all logic that this is some type of elaborate sting operation to catalog all the names and members of everybody that would resist them to start this type of organization. Because even though they have a large membership, it's, well, 30,000 plus strong now. It's just not going to happen. I was talking to Stuart, you know, about this the civilian assistance type organization. For months ago, we were talking about this. We were talking about just different strategies and ideas and plans. And he ran this by me and he says, I've been thinking about doing something that could help the communities using veterans, using Oath Keepers to help get them up on their feet, help these communities, churches, leadership, advise them, kind of like special operations or special, you know, special forces specifically. What are your thoughts? And I'm like, well, I think it sounds pretty good. So we started talking about this. His original idea was to, you know, go around and promote this to all the VFW halls. But unfortunately, you know, most of the VFW halls are not full of a bunch of hard charging, you know, guys that, want to get involved with something like this. You want to play cards and drink beer and, you know, sell poppies and pass out American flags to, you know, the grade schools and stuff on holidays. So, you know, this is something that you need to lead by example. This is something Oath Keepers needs to be doing and then set a model that then these veterans organizations can see it actually in motion and say, yeah, hey, we want to incorporate that. And then, of course, advise those guys on how to do that. So anyway, this is not part of the Patriot Act. It's not a sting operation. It's really a patriot who's trying to, I'm talking about Stuart Rhodes here. What's going to happen, like in Katrina, when they say, hey, we are here to rescue you. We're from the federal government, and we're here to help. The communities that were able to get on their feet the quickest, like after Hurricane Katrina or, you know, other similar situations, they got looked over and passed over, and most of the assets went to the communities that were most crippled and in the most need. And so the idea here is for as many communities as possible to be self-reliant, especially in the American Redoubt, from my perspective, then they won't need government assistance. They don't need it. They got their own act together, and we're overwhelmed and we're understaffed and underfunded, and we've got so much to do and not enough to do it with. Let's go where we're more needed. And this is the discussion that Stuart and I had. We were supposed to do the interview. We're going to try to reschedule that so we can discuss that and share some of these things with you guys. But because I've gotten several emails from you guys. I want to share this with you. If you haven't seen it, at the Oath Keeper site, these things are designed to form up special teams and sub-teams in each Oath Keeper chapter at the town and county level, modeled loosely on the Special Forces A-Team, which is the Operational Detachment Alpha model, and for similar purpose, to be both a potential operational unit for community security and support during a crisis, but also as its first mission, to serve as training and leadership cadre, advisors, to assist in organizing neighborhood watches, organizing veterans halls to provide community civil defense, forming county sheriff posses, strengthening the existing CERT program, volunteer fire, search and rescue, reserve deputy systems, etc., where they need help. And eventually to assist in forming and training town and county militias that would be established by an official act of town and county elected representatives. Not just people out there saying, oh, we're a militia, we want to do what we want. Nobody's going to tell us what to do because we are us. So, I mean, it would offer some legitimacy to this and offer guidance to this. Not as a control mechanism, you know, to control militias, but to coordinate efforts. They want their chapters to organize themselves as a working model that they can take to other veteran organizations such as the VFW, American Legion, Marine Corps League, and etc. Okay, and then also to serve as a model and training cadre to help churches, neighborhood watches, and any other civic organization help them organize. Now, Remus brings up a good point, and I understand where he's coming from, because if I didn't know Stuart personally, if I hadn't been in these foundational ground-level conversations and brainstorming sessions, I could see validity in his concern, but I just, I've been on the inside, so I just know better. But anyway, he writes a lot of times in third person, and this is what he writes. As for Remus, he's talking about himself here. He always writes about third person. As for Remus, being paranoid, he grew up among war orphans and widows, camp survivors, DPs, and combat veterans from all sides, and their firsthand stories. One relative was captured in the Winter War and spent time in the gulags. When he wasn't hearing about, Remus, wasn't hearing about the war, he was hearing about the Depression. So he came by paranoia early and honestly. He recommends it. Show him an extremis survivor, and that's Latin, extremis survivor. He'll show you a paranoia. Should be taught in the schools. See, kid, the question isn't why me, it's why not. So that's his perspective. He's naturally suspicious and with good reason. But in this case, I can say this is not a sting operation. These are called civilization preservation teams. And remember, none of this is written in stone. And he even says it. He, Stuart Rhodes, says this is just splat on the wall. Let's see what sticks. I want input from you guys. I want feedback. Let's make this happen where we patriots are an active part of the response and the solution instead of waiting for whoever to step up saying, well, I guess I'm in charge now. And then you have who knows what. So these are patriots. And they're going to have two communications experts, two medic experts, two engineers, two strategic food reserve specialists, and 4 to 6 scouts, which would be, you know, infantrymen fundamentally, but all of them are advisors to teach and to train others how to secure their communities and so on. So they'd be a support team, similar to an SF team. They would also have peace officer liaison and sheriff posse liaisons, military and National Guard liaison, neighborhood watch teams, local government teams, intelligence teams. Everything to help a community that's really overwhelmed and they're looking for a solution and they never thought about this. an event like this happening, and now what do we do? And everyone's looking to us, and they're pulling their hair out, and then Oath Keeper steps in, and other groups similar. But this is what this is designed to do, to give them guidance and direction while maintaining our rights, maintaining our civility, maintaining our Americanism, to make sure none of that is undermined in the name of temporary measures until the thing blows over, like Katrina. Okay, so let's see here. We're going to be talking about more about that, but I wanted to respond to that because several of you asked me what they what this is all about and what my thoughts are, and some of the skepticism that's risen from this. Now, Stewart had a team of people close to him put together a what do you want to call it? It was like a board playing devil's advocate, saying, you know what? If we were in charge and we wanted to destroy America so we could implement our own world globalist utopian vision, how would we go about doing it? How would we create a situation where they would cry out for us to come stepping up and rescue the citizens of the world with this new plan? Number one would be intentionally trigger. This is what the team come up with. Intentionally trigger a catastrophic economic collapse as an economic neutron bomb. Similar to like what we're seeing about ready to go off here in our country with what we've seen coming. The second scenario, and of course, you know, the U.S. government's spending billions of dollars on ammunition, armored vehicles, weapons for DHS and local police. It's spending nothing on food for the people. But they're preparing to control and contain us and to shoot us, but not preparing to feed us. Why is that? And of course, that's one of the questions that he poses. The second scenario would be just to let the country descend into chaos. Once things have just gotten really out of control, then they can step in and just say, hey, you know, here we are to save you. Number three, they could ride in like the cavalry to save us by means of martial law and scrapping our Constitution once and for all. Would they really scrap our Constitution? Well, yeah, they're already trying to scrap it. Matter of fact, the Obama administration is pretty proactive about that. They already got a new one drafted. They're all ready for the collapse. So we should be too. We better be thinking of a Constitution too. And we better be thinking of writing a constitution that's going to help eliminate some of the gray area. But I think that the Obama administration's idea of gray areas are going to differ greatly from what you and I think are gray areas. Yeah, I think it needs some clarification. When the time's right, better be prepared to back patriot leadership. Because this opportunity to address the Constitution is probably coming sooner than we think. All right. But not to be full of fear over this. All right. We're going to talk about that when we come back. In segment three, we're going to talk about don't be fearful, just prepare. So you stay right there. And this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Don't go away.
Help keep a watchful eye out for tyranny and the police state. If you see something, say something.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalists, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Renegade.
Okay, welcome back to segment three of Radio Free Redoubt on the 13th of October. Halfway through October, wow, but we're into a beautiful fall. And that's one of the things that I love about the American Redoubt is the fall. The colors are changing. It's a sunny, semi-warm days. It's about 60 degrees, so it's kind of nice and sunny. You can wear a light jacket, but it's cool, crisp mornings. I love it. That's my favorite time of year. Okay, I want to cover something here as soon as my my computer's done freezing. There's a lot of intel that's floating around right now. There are several alerts that are being that have gone viral about FEMA Region 3 activity. There's trucks that have been seen with signs that say martial law in effect, with thousands of signs. There's definitely something to be alarmed about, because it's very obvious the government's planning something. They have been for a long time. And, oh, by the way, this segment is sponsored by AMP3, Austere Medical and Practical Preparedness Project. AMP3, your medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. Very, very generous. The folks over there donating medical gear that we've been able to raffle off to help financially support Radio Free Redoubt. So what a blessing. Those guys are just great. And boy, did they know their stuff. You can also visit their YouTube channel, USNER Doc, over on YouTube. AMP, or you can go to their website, amp-3.net. Real easy. But anyway, I've got this email. I've heard this conversation in one form or another from a number of folks as we've traveled the Pacific Northwest this summer and fall. Well, he gives a link, but it's just one article covering the whole plethora of intel. This is from IntelliHub.com. FEMA Region 3, which is D.C., Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia. Military trucks traveling in a secure convoy. Lots of stuff going on with FEMA right now. And the Department of Homeland Security. There was an alert issued by this former Senator Songstad, and a memo that he apparently received saying that, you know, they're planning for something. There's a lot of things that are moving. Among some of the things apparently that were revealed is this forced home inspections will be implemented sometime in 2013. I don't even... There's no evidence of this. I mean, there's nothing to... I'm not saying that it can't happen, but, I mean, you know, I want to verify stuff. This isn't verifiable. FEMA purchase orders of over $14.2 million for MREs and heater meals to be delivered to Region 3 by October 1st. That is verifiable, and there's lots of documentation that backs that up. Also, the purchase orders of 22 million pouches of emergency water to be delivered to Region 3 by October 1st. That's also been verified. $13.6 million for MREs to be delivered to Austin, Texas, by October 1st. 9-week training course for UN peacekeepers in CONUS to learn urban warfare. I have not seen any documentation backing this up, but I'm not saying this isn't possible, because I've heard this from several different unrelated sources. So this is something that I haven't been able to determine the credibility or reliability of this, but they are in CONUS, which is continental United States, UN peacekeepers, to learn urban warfare, to learn English and U.S. weapon systems, beginning the fourth week of July. 386,000 troops to be completed by October 1st. You can't hide 386,000 troops. I've not seen this. I've not seen sufficient information or documentation. $11 million in antibiotics to be delivered to FEMA Region 3 by October 1, ordered by the CDC. That's been confirmed. 2,800 MRAPs. delivered to the DHS, confirmed. All DHS agents must qualify with sidearm, shotgun, and AR-15. I'd be surprised if they weren't required. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff that's going down, that's coming down, and has a lot of people concerned. There's recent information that's just adding on to that, piling on to that. Now, should we be concerned? Yes. We should be aware, but hold on, guys. Hold on. Why are you surprised? Now, if you listen to people who are reasonable and level-headed and that are looking at this stuff, people have been in third world jerkwater countries. People have seen societies collapse and unfold. They're students of history, geopolitics. They've been there. They, on a professional level, and then they come to the United States and they say, you know what? We're seeing some things. We're in trouble. We're in danger. You guys have known this for a long time, but what's happening is people are freaking out over some of this information when you shouldn't be. You need to keep your head about you in these times that are coming because you knew they were coming. What, did you think you were reading some fantasy novel the whole time? I mean, you guys, now, there's some scare tactic type websites and stuff out there, but they're not real taking a practical approach. It's like, you know, the sky is falling, but it just doesn't really mean anything. It's just creates a bunch of panic with no rhyme or reason or function or direction or purpose or any solutions. But you guys know what's happening. You've been watching it come for a long time, and a lot of people have been standing on the watchtower warning of danger coming. And now, as things are escalating, now people are getting emotionally upset. They're becoming distraught. They're starting to act irrational. So get your act together. You knew this was coming. You knew what was happening with the economy. You know what's happening socially. You know what the scripture says about increased persecution, which has been happening to Christians all over the world. And you think you're exempt? It's like old Remus said, I don't sit there and ask why me, I ask why not? Why not? Why hasn't it happened yet? Because we've been riding the wave of the Lord's blessing over this country, and he's about ready to lift his hand off of it. What's coming soon, I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but when you guys see information and intel and signs, don't lose your head. Continue with your preparations. Prepare to take care of your family. Do the best you can with what you got. I want to talk about this because fear, I'm hearing from people and hearing of people about a lot of fear, and fear is not of the Lord. Okay, if you are strong in Christ, you should be. Now, there's things to be afraid of. If you know that some roving band of criminal, militia, whatever, are invading your village, and you know what they've been doing to villages as they go, well, yeah, you're going to be fearful. Okay, I understand that. I mean, that's reasonable. But just over news of things that are developing and continue to develop. Okay. The words fear not appear over 60 times in the King James Version of the Bible. There's a reason for that, because we're prone to be fearful. Okay, Matthew 6. Let me read this to you, because you're not supposed to be fearful. Is the Christian supposed to prepare? Yes, the Christian's supposed to prepare. Well, hold on. If you prepare, then you're leaning on your own abilities and not on God. Because Matthew 6, 25 through 34 says this. Hold on. That is why I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and what you're to wear. Surely life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, however much you worry, add one single cubit to your span of life? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon, in all his royal robes, was clothed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the wild flowers growing in the field, which are there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, you who have so little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What are we to wear? It is the Gentiles who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on his kingdom first and on God's saving justice. And all these other things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, that ends it right there. Verse 34. Let me take a drink of water because I'm going to talk about this. Now, there are two different, there's kind of a division. It's like one side or the other. People prepare but don't rely on the Lord. They rely on themselves. Self-reliance. I'm self-reliant. Other people will not prepare because, well, I know the Lord will take care of me, which is foolishness. Okay, so that scripture that I just read out of Matthew. Remember, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. Okay, I'm just a God-fearing, liberty-minded American patriot, and try to read the word and try to apply it to my life. So I want to encourage you. The Lord will take care of you. There are going to be people who are going to get caught off guard, and they'll be caught with nothing. And they will be, they will have prepared and they're stocked up, but they go to visit their nephew's graduating, you know, from basic training or whatever, and they fly down there, and then boom, everything falls, and there they are, stuck in, away from everything, surrounded by, or separated by thousands of miles from their support network, and there they are with nothing. Then you trust in the Lord. You don't worry because he will provide for you. You trust in him. But when he gives you advance warning and advance notice of danger coming, you are foolish not to prepare. Noah would have been wiped out with all the rest of humanity if he wouldn't have listened to God, if he wouldn't have prepared. Okay, now, there's several biblical examples of preparedness, but don't do it in a fearful way, because if you are doing it out of fear, you're wrong. Don't get all teary-eyed when you actually see all this stuff coming down, because the people who went through Russia and the Soviet gulags and Nazi Germany and East Germany and living under communism, and the people in Poland and the people today in Uganda, the people in Kenya, the people all over the place in the Middle East that are being persecuted right now, we just haven't gotten our comeuppance yet. Because the Lord's been blessing this nation for so long. But we keep slapping him in the face because our leadership, that these Kool-Aid drinking people in this country who have disregarded God, have put leadership in place, who have violated the supreme law of this land. And they're imposters and they're infiltrators and they're deceivers and they're liars. And they're the ones that are setting policy. They're the ones that are prosecuting someone who owns a bakery who won't bake a cake for a homosexual marriage wedding thing, whatever you want to call it. The kind of people that are prosecuting, kicking kids out of school because they wear a shirt that says Jesus on it, or a suspended kid from school because he chews a sandwich into the shape of a gun. These are sick people. These are the kind of people that say, God bless you, God bless America, while they support the things that are offensive to God. Okay, so let's get all that out of the way. What's coming we deserve as a nation. All right, now, as Christians, we pray that he will protect his remnant. That's why there are so many Christians that are moving to the American Redoubt, You think I've been talking about all this testimony? These people feel prompted by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, to move, and they're drawn to the American Redoubt. Some of them who know of the American Redoubt and listen to Radio Free Redoubt, some have never heard of it, and they are getting the same message. So when you see our empire falling, joining the rest in the history books as fallen empires, don't be surprised. Don't be fearful. Now, in Proverbs, it says, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. They suffer for it. So if you're prudent, if you're applying God's word, and you see danger, and you do see danger, that's why you're freaking out, calm down, take refuge. Okay? Make the appropriate provisions. And it also says, go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief, officer, or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provisions in the harvest. The ant doesn't need to be told to prepare. Is it fearful? Does the ant just like, oh my gosh, winter's coming. Oh, I'm so scared. I can't believe winter's coming. No, it just goes out there and takes care of what needs to be taken care of. The Bible has a lot to say about worrying. Okay? It's not the same as, doesn't mean you're not supposed to prepare. Okay, so he gathered all of the food of these 7 years, which occurred in the land of Egypt, and placed the food in the cities. He placed in every city the food from its own surrounding fields. Boy, if we could apply this in America, we would never have this problem. But we do have this problem because we used to, in America, during the Cold War, have a 3 years worth of food supply, grain supply stored up. Now we don't. We have, what, 3 months? 6 months? Something like that. Joseph stored up grain in times of abundance, like the sand of the sea, until he stopped measuring it, for it was beyond measure. Genesis 4, chapter 41. Because he had ample warning and advance notice of coming danger, coming peril, and he didn't freak out, and he wasn't scared. He wasn't fearful. He just said, God, man, I really thank you for giving me the heads up on this, and I'll be responsive and responsible, and I'll make sure that I can save the nation of Israel from starvation and the land of Egypt as well, and I'm going to store up, and I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just going to do what has to be done. Noah prepares for the flood, Genesis 6. Did he worry? Do you think Noah, it doesn't say anything about him worrying. But did he prepare? Yep. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and them. Because he had advance warning that danger was coming and to prepare for it and to store up. It's scriptural. He didn't do it out of fear. That's the difference. Joseph stored up grain. What about the 10 well-prepared virgins? What happened to the virgins who stored up their oil? And so when the bridegroom came, they lit their lamps, and he came and got them. But the other girls who didn't have enough oil, they ran out. The wise ones took oil jars with extra oil. So the ones that didn't have any oil ran to the store, and they didn't make it back in time. They did not prepare. They were foolish. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. I didn't prepare. Now you need to give me some of yours. But in the end, it didn't work out for them. They were foolish. They knew they needed to be prepared, and they refused to. They waited till the last minute. Okay, now I understand the context of that as being prepared for Christ's return. That has nothing to do with really, you know, preparedness for you know, danger and peril and food crisis and stuff, because there's plenty of other examples of that scripturally. Okay. But do you think the foolish virgins were worried when they weren't stored up, when they knew they needed to store up oil and they didn't? Yeah, but they were worried because they weren't prepared. All right. The prepared woman in Proverbs 31, lots of details outline a woman who takes care of her family by preparing. You're supposed to take care of your household. You're worse than an unbeliever if you don't. All right? Don't worry. Just be prepared. I really wanted to address that because I've seen so much of this. People are unsettled. Look, what's coming is coming. And you knew it was coming. So don't act surprised. Continue to be prepared. Continue to stay in prayer. And continue to network. Continue to encourage others to relocate. Because when everything else starts crumbling and coming down, it's going to be pretty scary out there. All right? Be prepared. Some folks don't have the opportunity, or something's going to happen, some circumstance where they're not able to prepare. And that's your opportunity to minister to them, okay, to feed somebody. Could you take in a family? Not a freebie. Give them a blanket, give them some food. And you need help shoveling snow. You need help pulling weeds. You know, you're not going to punish them, but you don't necessarily have to just give everything away for nothing in return. They're worth their wages. Put them to work. And then you pay them in food. And give them a jacket. That's a Christian thing to do. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap this up, okay? I am going to... there's one more scripture that I wanted to share with you that I came across in doing this little Bible study. Galatians 6, 7 through 9 says, I'll read the first part of it, 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. It just reminded me of our leadership today that talk about God. God bless you. God bless America. But then what they sow are things that are offensive to God, like murdering our own children and promoting and endorsing homosexual so-called marriage. That is so unbiblical. We're going to slap God right in the face and say, hey, God bless America. Wow. We do deserve what we got coming. This nation does. But you know what? Let it be an opportunity. If it's his will for his glory, or it won't succeed, there's going to be other redoubts. There's going to be safe havens. There's a lot of conservative pockets across the North American continent. You might want to start thinking about gathering yourself among other like-minded people, because that is going to make the difference. And we're going to talk about redoubts, historical redoubts, in the coming weeks. I'll give examples of one each week. Next week's going to be kind of helter-skelter. I'll talk about that and tell you about that why a little bit later. But anyway, I just want to go ahead and wrap this up for now. I am going to be posting more updates and stuff because I was away from the emails. I was away from the internet and everything a lot this week. And so I wasn't able to post any material, but I will be. So stay with us. Stick with us. Keep checking back. All right. Okay, guys, God bless you and your families. Remember, prayerfully approach your decision to relocate to the American Redoubt. God might not want, he might want you right where you are for whatever purpose he has for you, okay? But if that's where you feel like he wants, we'd love to have you, like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots, redoubters, Christians and Jews, relocating to the American Redoubt for the rebuilding after the collapse. So the collapse is coming. We don't know when. Could be this week, could be this month, could be next year, could be 4 years from now, but things are getting really crazy out there. Okay, so now's the time to be preparing. Don't be a sluggard. All right. God bless all of you. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and good night.